Yeah, I am Dr. Rastogi, doing dictation. This is a dictation for comprehensive counseling incorporation. It is an initial evaluation. Date of evaluation is 8/15/2024. Patient name is Amy. AMYL James JAYNES Amy AMYL James JAYNES. Her date of birth is 5/12/1973. Identification date of evaluation is 9:15 a.m. this morning. Identification data. Amy is a 51-year-old Caucasian female living with significant other, mother of two sons, 27-year-old and 25-year-old. Currently working as a clinical nurse at Accession. Macomb, Oakland Hospital. Reason for evaluation, for psychiatric evaluation, due to retirement of her psychiatrist, Dr. BBBEBE, in July 2024. History of present illness. Amy has been diagnosed attention deficit hyperactive disorder, depressive disorder about more than 10 years ago. She has been undergoing a lot of stress due to mental health of her 27-year-old son. Often she blames herself, having period of crying spells, and does not understand why it has happened. Sometimes she feels hopeless, but denies any feeling of worthlessness, helplessness, denies any suicidal, homicidal behavior, denies any hallucinations or any paranoid delusion. She has been having difficulty to stay focused. Her mind wanders. She also having difficulty in organization. Often, she unable to complete assignment, feeling jittery, restless at times, when the situation is uncontrollable. She also noticed that she had problem to stay on task, and her attention spans bother her. Sometimes she displays things at home. Often she reported that she has period of time since she hyperactive, hyperverbal, and interrupt other communication, but since she has been taking Ritalin, her behavior is much controlled. She described without medication it is hard for her to stay focused, organize herself, and be productive at work and home activities. She was prescribed Ritalin 20 milligram 3 times a day and also taking Zoloft 50 milligram daily. She described out of several antidepressants, this is the medication which helped her a lot. She denies any side effect of the medication and she has been regularly compliant with the medication. She denies any side effect of the medication. She has been eating, sleeping good, and has been productive. No irritability, agitation, or any mood swings was noted. Her past psychiatric history, positive for outpatient treatment for ADHD, basically ADD, and persistent depression. Her current medication, her medical history is positive for hypothyroidism. She is on levothyroxine 50 microgram daily, Provera 2.5 milligram daily, E-Stress, E-S-T-R-A-C 2 milligram daily, prescribed by her primary care physician, Dr. Boyd. Surgical history has a rotator cuff repair. Social history, denies any use of alcohol or drugs. She is not allergic to any medication. Personal history, she was born in Pennsylvania, was raised and grew in Michigan, completed bachelor degree in nursing. Her father died when she was 11-year-old. Mother died with illness. She has a brother and two sisters from her father's side and three sisters from her mother's side. She has fair relationship with the family and get proper support. She does not feel lonely or distant. However, she is always worried about her older son suffering from schizophrenia. But another son who is 25-year-old is healthy. On mental examination, Amy presented as a tall, average size Caucasian female. She was alert, oriented. Times three, her mood was sad, affect was labile at times when she was talking about her son, but denies any feeling of hopelessness, helplessness, worthlessness, denies any problem with sleep or appetite. On Columbia Social Risk Assessment, C score 0, had never had any suicidal ideation or any plan or attempt. Her thought process was coherent and logical. She was attentive. Motor activity was normal, having good eye contact. There was no involuntary movement or any tremors. She is sometimes overwhelmed, but no having any anxiety or panic attack. Denies any symptoms of hallucination, delusion. Apronia. Her immediate and recent memory was fair, recall was fair, construction ability was fair, abstraction ability was good. She appears to be above average intelligence. During the course of evaluation, she able to focus attentive and has not having any problem in executive functioning, assessment, access one, attention deficit disorder, persistent depressive disorder, access 2 differ, access 3 hypothyroidism, access 4 feeling of guilt due to sickness of her older son, difficulty to stay on task without medication, other psychosocial factors, access 5, prognosis fair, recommendation considering risk and benefit. I will resume her medications, that is Zoloft 50 milligrams daily. I will give some 3 refills. Doses will be adjusted according to clinical response. I will also resume Ritalin 20 milligrams in the morning, noon, and the afternoon, at least 4 hours before going to bed. Risk 90 tablets was ordered. Risk, benefit, side effect was explained. Verbal consent was obtained. A follow-up appointment was made. After a month, this is the end of dictation and Mirak Rastogi. Thank you.